BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
1 Corinthians verse, chapter 15, verse 52. At the last trumpet. When will Jesus come again? A question that the prophets and even the apostles asked. Jesus' reply to the apostles was, "No one knows that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father." Matthew chapter 20, verse 36, 24, verse 36, and Mark chapter 13, verse 32. So, the apostles watched, believed Jesus could come at any moment, at any minute, for Paul wrote, quote, "When we will be changed," including himself in the group who will still be alive when Jesus comes. And over 2,000 years has passed. Are you still watching? Many false prophets since the early 1800s in grave error have predicted either Jesus' second coming or the sound of the trumpet at the rapture. Many in my lifetime. Sadly, the followers of those false prophets remain in the cults that were formed around their false prophecies. Apostle Paul repeats what Jesus taught. The saints change to an imperishable body will occur instantly in a flash at his coming. Jesus told a Pharisee who asked about the coming of the kingdom of God, "For the Son of Man in his day will be like lightning, which flashes and lights up the sky from one end to the other." Luke chapter 17, verse 24. Apostle Paul also refers to Jesus and the prophets' references to the last trumpet. For example, Leviticus chapter 23, verse 24, chapter 25, verse 9, Isaiah 18:3, and Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 5, and chapter 31, verse 27, and Ezekiel chapter 7, verse 14, and Joel chapters 2, verse 1, and verse 15, and Zechariah verse 9:14, just to name a few. Jesus said, quote, "And he will send his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds and from one end of the heaven to the other." Matthew chapter 24, verse 31. Paul had already wrote this to the congregation in Thessalonica in his first letter to them, chapter 4, verses 14 through 18. Several years after Paul's letter, Jesus revealed to the Apostle John that he would send seven angels with seven trumpets. The last trumpet blown is our transformation when he comes again. Revelation chapter 11, verses 15 through 19. Do not be confused or misled. The book of Revelation is presented from a Semitic viewpoint, not a Western consecutive sequential viewpoint. On the day that Jesus comes, whenever that will be, the last trumpet will sound, the dead in Christ will be raised imperishable. Those who are alive will be changed. We will all meet Jesus in the sky as he descends to earth to establish his kingdom. Revelation chapter 8, verses 1 through 5, chapter 11, verse 15 through 19, chapter 16, verses 17 through 21, chapter 18, verses 1 through 19, chapter 19, verse 21. All are referring to the same event, the very end. All of the early fathers of faith wrote about this. Even through the Reformation, all the way back from the apostles through the Reformation until the mid-1800s. Before that time, no one wrote about it, except for maybe one or two people in the mid-1700s wrote about it, but they were not known. They were just some Bible scholars. They weren't even pastors. And they got no recognition. No one really read them. Not until the mid-1800s did people start writing about the rapture being in some other place and not at the end of the tribulation. So therefore, keep alert, keep watch, always be ready, for we do not know the day or the hour it will happen.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.